Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is very good to have you here. As always, I value your time and I hope the Bible teaching will be a blessing in your life. Before we return to our texts of Luke 5 and Romans 8, I want to remind you that we have made some upgrades to our website. There are two new features. The first is that we have now grouped the teaching according to different series. When you go to the homepage, you will find a link marked Series. If you click that, it will take you to the series page, where you can then select whatever title and passage of Scripture that is of interest to you. We tell you how many episodes are a part of each series, and when you click on that page, each episode is listed, complete with a title and Scripture reference. This will enable you to access past teaching in a much more efficient way. For example, one of the series is this current one, God Saves in Romans chapter 8. I taught the first 27 episodes last year and picked this up again last week. Today is the 36th episode in this God Saves series. So to hear all of them, simply click God Saves on our homepage. With one simple click, you will have all the teaching. We are adding new series as often as we can, so look at the God Is Podcast series page on our website regularly. And let me give you the web address. It's godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. If you ever have any questions about how this works, email me, mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K at godisministry.org. And do not worry, the homepage still lists all the episodes, one after another, as it always has, so no change there. Our goal is to make it easy for you to get God's Word and share this with others as well. Please do invite friends and family to join us on our journey, discovering who God is. The second upgrade we have made is equally exciting. Each day that I speak to you, I work off of a prepared script. I do a lot of preparation and writing before I ever say a word, and listeners have asked if they could have the manuscript so that they can follow along reading what I say as they listen to my words. The idea is that you will get more out of it by reading or rereading later what is said, in addition to just hearing the content. And this is especially true for visual learners. If this is of interest to you, again, just go to godisministry.org and click on a recent podcast, even today's. And on that particular podcast, you will see a link in the right corner that says Read Along. When you click Read Along, voila, up pops the script that matches the day's audio. Everything that I say is written there, right on your screen for you to follow and or to print, read over, and maybe insert in your Bible. We did this to make God Is an even easier learning experience for you. Just click Read Along on the specific podcast that you want to listen to. One note, we are currently in the process of making these revisions for older series. So if you want to go back a couple of years and listen according to series, please be patient with us while we work to get those older series uploaded to the website. This is a work in progress. It's just my wife and I working on this, so your patience with us is greatly appreciated. We've started with the most recent content, and we'll get to the older content a bit later. Second note. For those of you who have God Is automatically downloaded to your mobile device, such as your phone, you will notice that the option to read along is not there. The technology will not allow us to offer the manuscripts there, but all you have to do is just go to the website and get them. I hope you will take that small extra step so that you too can enjoy the read along. Well, I hope I am being clear. The key thing for you to do is to get online and visit godisministry.org. And then this will all be as clear as the blue sky on a cloudless day. Gee, I hope I'm not making this seem harder than it is. Just visit the website and it will all be very clear. And so the website address again, godisministry.org. And somebody says, got it. Now get on with the Bible teaching. I hear you, and so here we go. I'm reading Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 32. Luke 5, verses 27 through 32. After that, Jesus went out and noticed a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax booth. And Jesus said to Levi, "Follow me." And Levi left everything behind and got up and began to follow Jesus. And Levi gave a big reception for Jesus in Levi's house. And there was a great crowd of tax collectors and other people who were reclining at the table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes began grumbling at Jesus' disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Thus far we have established who Levi was. He had two names, one Levi and the other, the more popular, Matthew. This is the disciple and apostle of Jesus Christ who wrote the gospel according to Matthew, and he was, past tense, a tax collector. And we talked about tax collectors in the time of Jesus and why they were so despised and considered complete outcasts by Jews in general and by the Jewish religious rulers specifically. It was constantly pounded into a person like Levi Matthew, how unworthy he was of God's love and forgiveness. He picked up from the pious Pharisees that he could not be repentant enough to receive the forgiveness of God. That was impossible for a man like him. And yet the Spirit of the living God began a transforming ministry in his heart, such that when Jesus, whom Levi Matthew had heard so much about, when Jesus came walking by his tax office, looked at him and said, "Follow me," Levi left everything behind and he got up and began to follow Jesus. And then this new believer in Christ did what most new believers do. He invited all his friends to come and meet the Lord. Levi Matthew prepared provisions, sent out invitations, and opened his home to his friends and to the guest of honor, Jesus the Nazarene. And Jesus came, and they all sat down together, reclining at the table. Wow, what a scene this must have been. Remember, Levi Matthew could only have been friends with A, other tax collectors, and B, other outcasts. Real sinners, like wretched and vile sinners, people that quite frankly we still look down on today. There were no doubt prostitutes, robbers, murderers, and real criminals amidst this crowd that Luke calls other people. And they were all together because they had nowhere else to go. None of their families would have them. The synagogues would not have them. The population at large wanted nothing to do with them, and certainly the rabbis did not want to associate with these. Ah, but look who's there. He is Jesus, right there in the middle, reclining at the table, offending every Jew and the interpretation given Jewish law by the Pharisees and their scribes. Jesus is the associate of these sinners. No wonder in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19 and verse 11, we read this: "Jesus, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Matthew 19, verse 11, "Jesus, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. He was their friend, and he ate and drank with them in Levi's house. Here is the truth. To be associated with Jesus, you have to be a sinner. Jesus did not come for good people, clean people, religious people. No, he came to dine with bad people, dirty people, irreligious people. He did not come for those who thought they were good enough for God. He came for those who knew they could never be good enough for God. People like Levi Matthew. And here is why his testimony that we have been talking about all week really matters a lot. If Jesus can forgive Levi Matthew, then Jesus can definitely forgive you and me. I think that's Luke's point. And I know that is Matthew's point when he gives his own testimony in Matthew chapter 9. You can read that. Matthew 9, beginning in verse 9. Matthew 9:9. In the providence of God, I believe I speak to people who feel prohibited from ever receiving the forgiveness of God in your own life. You can relate to Levi Matthew and his friends before Jesus came. Has the church excluded you? Has the synagogue? Has the mosque or the temple? Did a Christian ever make you feel unworthy of God's love and mercy for you? If so, I invite you to look to Jesus in these verses in the Bible. Thus far, you have seen what he has done, dining with sinners. And beginning tomorrow, you will hear what he says. You will hear the purpose statement for Christ's ministry. As you look to him, as you listen to him, remember, he came to do the same for you. He came to forgive you of your sins and to welcome you into relationship with the living God. More tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.